Medicaid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of TriSceptor Productions or the Superhuman Channel. TriSceptor Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Just want to remind everybody that Kodiak Cream, which is a natural, herbal, and botanical group of agents blended together in a topical that relieves pain so quickly that it's hard to believe that that's what's working on you. I think I shared a story with those of you about pulling my soleus muscle one day while sprinting and rubbing some on, and within 10 minutes I could feel the pain just fading away. This stuff is great stuff. You can get a free sample. These are limited samples. They're not going to be up there forever. If you want to try something that does not include NSAIDs or pharmaceutical drugs that will relieve pain, go to superhumanradio.com. Down at the bottom, you'll see an area where you can get a free trial sample of Kodiak Cream. It's about six applications. Try it yourself. You'll be a believer like I am. Okay. My guest today has actually been on the show before, and his last visit on the show actually opened up a bunch of other questions. I started getting emails about certain things. He is Steve Lapidus from Age Force. How you doing, Steve?
Good call. Good to be back. Thank you.
Yeah. We had to have you back quickly, actually, because the last interview generated a lot of questions, not only about the product itself that we talked about, which was your transdermal patch testosterone booster, which has gotten, I think, some really good feedback so far from the people who are using it. But also the listeners had a lot of other questions as well. Did you get any of those emails directly to you or contacts directly to you as well?
Well, Carl, one of the things I wanted to point out to you is that we got literally hundreds and hundreds of phone calls and well over 1,000 emails from customers that had questions about transdermal patch delivery, as well as specific questions about the Testo 100 testosterone booster patches, and which is terrific. We welcome those phone calls and emails. We respond promptly to all of them, and to us, a consumer that asks those kind of questions, that wants to be educated, that wants the facts, that's our best customer.
Yeah, absolutely. But interestingly enough, the questions that arose as a result, and I'm not going to give away the whole story here because I want to go through this with you, but as a result of a lot of people visiting your website, found out that there were other products available there as well. So let's start with this, first of all. We want to discuss transdermal delivery because that's where it seems to be the greatest number of questions arose. Basically, just from the advances in transdermal delivery, I think a lot of people are in the dark. First of all, transdermal delivery is superior because it's the closest thing to an injection, right? It's much better than oral, right?
Well, it's you're correct, and to really put some meat on that bone, call you. You use common sense and also a little bit of science, and let's take a second and go through the what happens when you swallow a supplement in tablet, capsule, or pill format.
Right.
There are phenomenal supplement formulas out there, oral supplement formulas. By no means do we look to denigrate or put down oral supplements. It's just that taking an oral supplement, there are some huge challenges, for that supplement to work. So you take a supplement, let's say it's a capsule, you swallow it, as that capsule, is bathed in what you swallow, it goes into your stomach, and the capsule disintegrates, and the formula is released. It's immediately surrounded and attacked by the caustic, powerful digestive acids in your stomach. Whatever portion of the formula survives that, the formula, you know, then goes into the small intestines where over a period of hours it's absorbed.
Right.
And the first stop is the liver. So what we have left of that formula, that capsule, that supplement capsule you swallowed, probably anywhere from at least 95% will be metabolized into inactive substances that are then excreted, you know, either in the feces or the urine.
Right.
And maybe 5% of that formula remains to do its work. That's just the challenge of oral delivery.
Right.
Pure and simple.
Let's take the challenge of oral delivery even further. When we talk about, and one of the things that we want to kind of target and move towards here, when we talk about large peptides, I mean, for instance, the pharmaceutical industry has been trying for the better part of the past decade to find an alternate delivery method for something like insulin, which is a large folded protein peptide, because they could get more people to be compliant with insulin if people didn't have to inject it. Most people are afraid to inject, even though an insulin syringe, the needle is the size of an eyelash, there's something about injecting that people just don't want to be bothered with. So when we even greater degree of challenges occur when you want to start to deliver these large molecular weight, especially things as delicate as peptides, correct?
Well, there's no question. And, okay. and that is the challenge of transdermal patch delivery.
Patches are around since 1979, I think you said.
Yeah, 1970, the FDA approved the first transdermal patch delivery of medication in 1979. And the science at that time was such that a tiny percentage of the medications out there or supplements could be delivered transdermally for the simple reason, just as you stated, the molecular structure of the supplement or the medication was just too large. When you stop and think about it, your skin is an incredibly effective barrier. I mean, you'll put nose plugs on and earplugs in and go underwater, and you know, you're waterproof.
Right.
The skin does its job, and it does its job remarkably well. And a patch, transdermal patch, is nothing more than an adhesive patch with medication or a supplement formula that's placed on the skin. And the objective is for that formula to migrate through the skin barrier into the tiny blood capillaries directly into your bloodstream. Easier said than done. As I think I mentioned this on the first time I was on your program call, the science in 1979 and the science of transdermal patch delivery today, I mean, you know, science marches on.
Yeah.
There have been incredible, incredible developments. Today we have, through genetic engineering and other laboratory procedures, we have ways to modify the molecular structure.
Of the agents that are being put in the transdermal patch?
Exactly.
I'm a little bit of aware of this, actually. I have a good friend named Jim Rogers, who is the inventor of FloGel and FloGel Ultra, which are transdermal creams.
Transdermal gels and creams. Right.
And he told me that you can actually fold some of these agents, so to speak. And he said, think of it this way. He said, if the skin can handle something of the molecular weight of 400 to 500 Dalton, he said, well, sure, something that's round or square that is 400 or 500 Dalton in size, it can pass through. He said, but if you think of an envelope, it's flat. It has a large surface area in one, horizon, and it's very, very narrow in the other. He says,
that's
when
correct.
You can fold these agents and then also line them up in such a way so that they, like an envelope into a mail slot, can pass through the stratum corneum, a lot of the challenges of drug delivery go away. So,
well, that's a very good visual way of saying it. What I said previously is we have ways now in the laboratory to alter the molecular structure.
Right.
To take our Testo 100, it goes through 17 or 18 laboratory steps. very complex, but the bottom line is that today we have the ability through various laboratory procedures and genetic genetic modification, what have you, of allowing supplements, medications to transit transdermally quickly and safely that we couldn't even begin to imagine doing 5-6 years ago.
Let's do this. Let's do this. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to discuss, you know, these patches are much more sophisticated than people give. People think that it's just glue mixed with, you know, materials and that's
right.
It. These patches, there are a variety of different patches I want to talk with you about. We're talking today with Steve Lapidus from AgeForce. You can visit them at ageforce.com. They are a sponsor of the show, and we recently did a show about their Testo 100 patch, which got a lot of positive response, but also opened up some questions. When people visited their website, they saw some other patches, and they went, wait a minute, I want that too, but I don't understand how it can work. So that's the design of this show. We're answering a lot of the questions that arose from the last show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today, by popular demand, by your questions, Steve Lapidus from Age Force. A lot of the comments that we've gotten are that people are skeptical about the delivery capacity for transdermal. I happen to be pretty well versed in transdermal, and I remember some of the transdermal creams that were developed over at Jar Pharmaceutical could get as much as 30% of the drugs compounded into them, into the bloodstream very, very quickly. So transdermal is it's not haphazard. It's quite a science. And the transdermal patch has really become popular, probably because, don't you think, Steve, it's because of the nicotine patch that is like out there everywhere in the world now?
Well, that was the first transdermal patch introduced commercially to the market. But there's another compelling reason for transdermal patch delivery. And that is, unlike injections, topical, oral methods of delivery, transdermal patches are the only delivery method that has a time release function.
I was going to say it's sustained; it keeps delivering.
And there are incredible medical and supplement advantages to the system receiving the value of the medication or the supplement over its sustained time release period. And patch is the only thing that can do that. And there are different, as you said, there are different types of patches. And if you'd like, I could, go through them, because people kind of look at a patch and they think, oh, it's like a postage stamp size Band-Aid. But it's an absolute, it's a system. It is a very, very complex system. If you'd like, I'll take you through it a little bit.
Yeah, let's talk about the different types of patches.
Yeah. First of all, every patch has in common some components. There's the liner that protects the patch during shipment, the formula itself, the adhesive that keeps the patch on your skin. There are membranes, and there's backing function. As you said, there are 5 different types of patches. There's a single-layer drug-in adhesive patch, which is the most commonly used patch. That's where the formula is mixed in with the adhesive, and when the patch is put on your skin, the heat of your skin begins to activate the adhesive and the formula, and it's released over a period of time into your through the skin into the bloodstream. A little bit more complex patch is a multi-layer drug-in adhesive patch. That's a patch with 2 layers of adhesive with the drug intermixed in the adhesive. The first layer allows the formula to immediately migrate through the skin into the bloodstream. And then the second layer of adhesive and formulation is a time release layer. So you get an immediate introduction of the formula, and then you get a sustained time release function. There's a reservoir patch where the formula, you have the adhesive, but then the formula is in an actual reservoir and is released from the reservoir over a period of time. The adhesive covers the reservoir, and after a while, the heat of your skin activates the reservoir and it begins to release directly into your system.
Now, this reservoir, is it more applicable for drugs and supplements that are liquids?
It is a certain drugs are better in you hit it on the head. Certain drugs are much more effective in a liquid suspension or a semi-liquid suspension. So, and this type of patch was a very complicated patch, very costly patch. You've got the formula in this liquid or semi-liquid state, surrounded by the adhesive, and typically more medication than supplements. I use this approach.
Right.
Another type of patch is what we call a matrix, and that's where the drug layer is in a semi-solid matrix suspension. The adhesive surrounds it and partially overlays it, and this is also known as a monolithic type of patch.
Right.
The different types of patches you determine which patch you're going to use based on what is the formula that your desirous of introducing into the system. And the final patch is an interesting one. It's called a vapor patch. A vapor patch is a patch where the formula is released in essential oils.
Huh.
This is typically used for quality of sleep and also used for to deliver people that have allergies.
Why quality of sleep and allergies? Why would that apply to something that is an oil?
Well, again, the medications that you're talking about or the supplements that you're talking about are best administered. You know, they have the most effect when they're administered in a vapor. Oil is a little bit of a misnomer. It's really introducing a vapor type.
So when you say a vapor, are we talking about like let's say like an alcohol based component where it actually has a vaporous quality that and the vapor has the ability to pass through the skin easier, I would imagine.
To some degree, yes. To some degree, yes. Actually, when you mentioned alcohol, alcohol is also used with many. It is also used in many transdermal patches,
right?
As a lubricant, if you will, to help the molecule migrate through the the skin.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Yeah, it's actually there are some very inexpensive topical products out there that all they use is alcohol. For instance, Androgel is basically known as a hydroalcoholic vehicle because it's just water and alcohol. But those tend to those particular items, that example tends not to deliver very well. Less than 10% of the compounded drugs in a hydroalcoholic a vehicle really make it into the skin. So there's a lot. While it's a very inexpensive vehicle, it can become expensive if the drug being compounded into it is expensive because you're only getting 10% of it through the skin.
Correct.
So you have to be cautious with that. I didn't know that there were all these different. I just thought all the patches were the same. I thought it was just, you know, some adhesive and some powdered drug mixed into the adhesive, and it sticks to your skin, it disrupts the stratum corneum, and some of the drug gets through. So, okay, so of those that you just listed, which would be the ones that would be used for the larger, let's say, folded protein peptides?
More than likely it would be the multi-layered drug and adhesive.
Okay.
Where there's advantages to getting an immediate release and then followed up by a sustained time release.
Mm-hmm.
But again, every single formulation, every medication is different. And, you go through some painstaking research and R&D before you select the type of patch you're going to use.
Are patches becoming more prevalent in the delivery of over-the-counter products? I mean, these have been used for drug delivery for a long time.
No question. And again, today, because of the ability to get more and more formulas delivered transdermally, you have the nicotine patch, of course, which is the one that people relate to. Fentanyl is now patches for severe pain. Estrogen patches, of course, you're aware of.
Right.
Nitroglycerin patches is for angina.
Instead of taking a pill, that's good sustained release.
Yep, correct. A sustained release. Instead of just instead of taking that pill when you're having an angina attack, people that have severe angina now use patches for time release. It's there, ready to work for them when they need it.
If you were going to produce a patch that was designed to release an amino acid, a single iso form of an amino acid through the skin, and the amino acid was well under 400 Dalton, which of those patches do you think would make sense?
I don't know that I'm technically qualified
okay.
to
I'm
answer
just curious.
That.
Okay, okay.
Some other very common uses for patches now are motion sickness patches. A lot of your listeners, I'm sure, have gone out on a boat and the doctor prescribed a scopolamine patch for motion sickness, anti-hypertensive patches.
Really, they're using patches now for blood pressure meds, huh?
Absolutely, antidepressant patches. They're using patches now to very successfully treat ADHD, attention deficit hyperactive disorder.
Right.
Here's an easy one. Very difficult to take vitamin B12 orally.
Right.
Such a tiny fraction.
And once again, people don't want to inject on their own.
But
so the alternative is go to your doctor and have him give you a shot every so often.
Science today is we can beat vitamin B12 patch, time release patch.
Wow.
Phenomenal.
Wow.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Very, very cool.
And a year from now there'll be dozens and dozens of other
what do you see the future goal of these patches? I mean, if they're now, and when we come back from this next break, we're going to talk about larger molecular weight peptides.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, I want to talk a little bit about growth hormone because that seems to be a frontier right now, because growth hormone is becoming more and more popular as an anti-aging, quality of life type of a protocol. But once again, you're trapped by the injection, and a lot of people just don't want to inject. But where do you see the future of transdermal science going? Is it just a matter of carrying larger and larger molecules through the skin, or is there some other disadvantage to transdermal patches that still has to be addressed?
Well, the single biggest challenge is still there are many substances that we cannot deliver transdermally with a patch. But again, in these a few short years, the list of formulas that we can deliver is growing exponentially, and so the future is going to be with the time release benefit. You're going to see more and more medications and supplements delivered transdermally.
One question I have before we go into the break is. Is it possible to make patches longer term? There are now pharmaceutical companies rushing to market with a pellet form of hormone that every 3 to 6 months you go and you have a little pellet inserted subcutaneously
on the
hip or the buttocks for women and men who are on HRT and they don't want to put creams on and orals won't work, so they don't have the pellet. So obviously, when anyone who's attracted to the pellet, the beauty of the pellet is convenience. You don't have to think about it for 3 months at a time. But the downside is it's literally a scalpel that they use to slice your skin to stick that pellet underneath your skin.
There are some problems with longer-term patches.
Are there?
And the most obvious one is a common sense one, and that's the ability to keep the patch on long-term.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a Band-Aid. And when you shower, when you sweat, you're reducing the effectiveness of the adhesive
right.
over a period of time. You can keep it on for a day or two or
Here's a question, Steve, that I just thought of. And if let's say I'm using a patch, and for whatever reason I want it, the drug in the patch to stop being delivered, is it as simple as tearing the patch off, or is there some residual drug left in the skin that's still migrating into the system once you tear it off?
Simple as taking the patch off.
That's it. It stops, huh?
Take the patch off, and that's you might have a fraction left on the skin surface that's still migrating. But for all intents and purposes, take the patch off, and the delivery stops.
Because that shows an advantage over transdermal creams, because transdermal creams make the outer portion of the skin the depository for the drug, and then the drug slowly migrates into deeper and deeper in and gets picked up by the vasculature and then circulated and so on. So that means that if you use a transdermal cream and you have a bad reaction to it, you got to wait it out until that stuff is through your system. But with the patch, you could just tear it off.
Just take it off.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. All right, let's do this. Let's take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the real subject. I mean, we had to lay the groundwork here, the real subject at hand, which is these larger molecular weight folded peptides and how they are now being delivered using a transdermal patch technology. We'll be right back.
Finally, a Bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's OPResource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to OPResource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. OPResource.net. Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance, and it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical, but it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. Veryintensepleasure.com.
Branched-chain amino acids have been shown to be as powerful as weak anabolic steroids in building muscle and burning fat. BCAAs will increase mitochondria biogenesis and size. The three amino acids in BCAAs pass right from the lining of the stomach directly into the bloodstream and begin flipping the switches for muscle growth immediately. The best BCAAs are at TrueProtein.com. Unlike others, they mix instantly in water, and you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Go to TrueProtein.com and get your BCAAs.
Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
Muscle-building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: promethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Active coupon codes for Superhuman Radio listeners. You heard one in the last spot for Age Force, and that is the Testo 100 patch. SHR4 will get you 50% off your first order, so you can try it with little risk. Find out if it works. And, of course, opresource.net, the only reliable source for your peptides. opresource.net, use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN25 to save 25% off their already ridiculously low, low prices. Okay. And getting back to the subject at hand, we're talking about peptides now, ironically. Okay, so peptides are big. Most of the time, they are like little choo-choo trains of amino acids all bonded together in a precise order, and you want them to stay in that order because you want them to get into your body that way. You can't take them orally. The body attacks them just like they do any other protein. The only alternative is injection. Most people don't want to inject. And then again, with injection, you don't have the continuous release. You have a very, very brief surge, and then it's gone. So growth hormone is the go-to peptide today. Everybody wants growth hormone. They want their doctors to prescribe it. And the reality is no one wants to really have to inject it. Is patch technology there yet? Can we deliver a large folded protein peptide like growth hormone through the skin?
And that's a question for me, right?
Yeah, of course. You're the go-to guy for this stuff.
The answer is yes. The answer a year and a half, 2 years ago, 3 years ago would have been no. But again, we keep talking about the tremendous advances in science of transdermal delivery. You know, you talked earlier in the show about, I forget what you were referring to, but you were talking about some substance with a 400 or 500 molecular weight of Dalton.
Right.
Molecular weight.
Yeah, 400 to 500 Dalton used to be the magic number. Anything larger than that couldn't get through.
The human growth hormone molecule, 191 amino acid molecule, has a molecular weight of 22,000
right.
Daltons.
Right.
You're talking in the world of molecules, a huge
you're talking, one is a crumb and the other one is a Buick.
It is huge. Okay. So, you know, again, three, four, 5 years ago when we challenged our research and development team to, in a lab, we want to develop a transdermal patch for human growth hormone. They looked at us and their eyes rolled back in their heads. They said, you know, it can't be done. But you know, today it can be done, and we are doing it. And we have a phenomenal transdermal patch delivering massive amounts of human growth hormone effectively and quickly.
Okay, now how is this? Is this once again time release, or is this something that is designed to?
We do this in, if you recall, when we were talking about the types of patches, we were talking about the single layer and the multi-layer drug
right.
in the adhesive patch. For our HGH patch delivery, we use the multi-layer drug
delivery.
Because the first layer of adhesive is designed to immediately deliver the HGH component to the formula, and then the second layer of drug in adhesive is designed for a sustained time release over 10 to 12 hours. With HGH, you do not want a huge amount or a large amount of HGH introduced into the system too quickly.
I have an opinion on why that is, but why is that from your perspective?
What it does is the pituitary gland shuts down.
Right.
There is this we call it an echo effect, the feedback effect,
right.
You know, the sensory
receptor. Yeah, negative feedback loop and so on. Right.
Yeah. They they sense that there's too much HGH, actually it's not HGH, by the time that this happens, it's
just
GH. The HGH has been broken down into the downstream products, IGF-1, insulin growth factor,
right,
1
right,
being
right.
the main one. Too much in your system, and your pituitary gland shuts down.
Right.
Now, it's not a permanent shutdown, but it shuts down until levels get back to, you know.
But I see another confounding problem with a rapid release, and it's the same problem that drug-using athletes who use very large doses, and when I say very large doses, when you start getting into the four IUs and above of real growth hormone, you can become spontaneously hypoglycemic because of the quick conversion to IGF-1 and IGF-1's insulin mimetic effects. It'll start clearing glucose out of the system. So very large doses of growth hormone have been known to make people sleepy, shaky, start sweating. If you don't time it with a good meal, including some complex carbohydrates, you can become spontaneously hypoglycemic. So that's even, in my opinion, the pituitary shutdown is important. But becoming hypoglycemic, getting woozy, and even possibly feeling like you're going to pass out, because when you become hypoglycemic, I used a very large dose of IGF-1 one time without a meal, went into the gym and trained, couldn't figure out why I felt like I was going to pass out. Everything kept fading. Like, you know when you're going to pass out, what your field of view, things start to become bleached looking and fading.
Right.
And then
right.
I realized I was becoming hypoglycemic, because then I started sweating and my heart rate started to elevate. So a quick release in growth hormone would also cause a quick release, a quick elevation in IGF-1, and could make you hypoglycemic. And that could be a dangerous thing if you're in the middle of, you know, driving a car, for instance, or something like that.
Well, that's precisely why, one of the reasons among many that our patch is a 10 to 12 hour time release, sustained time release, you know, for the GH.
Now, there's a lot of products out there that are secretagogues. They're liposomal secretagogues. Usually these are amino acids like ornithine and GABA and so on that are squirt under the tongue that are supposed to cause a reaction in the pituitary for the pituitary to release its growth hormone. So what you're talking about is not a secretagogue patch, right? This is actual...
Exactly, yes. This is an alternative to HGH injections.
So this is are you using like a somatropin, or are you using a brand of are you using actual growth hormone in there?
Absolutely, we use genetically engineered growth hormone. We buy it from we do not manufacture. We we buy it from the largest pharmaceutical company in the United States that sells genetically engineered growth hormone.
Right,
and then we put it through a vast series of steps in the laboratory. First, we have to stabilize it. Growth hormone is extremely
very fragile. Delicate.
Comes to us frozen. It comes to us from the laboratory frozen.
Right.
Has to be stabilized, and then it has to be modified through multiple steps for us to be able to deliver it transdermally.
Okay, so. And obviously it's capable of getting into the system. So the logical question that I have to ask, that my audience is listening and waiting, well, how can that be? How can you be delivering growth hormone through a patch?
Well, again, we're getting into some proprietary some proprietary laboratory steps. But again, it comes back down to genetic engineering, modification of the molecule. Also the inclusion of certain lubricants in the formula.
Right.
Envision the molecule as a ball bearing that we surround with a type of oil.
Right.
To lubricate it, and facilitate,
the pushing it through the skin.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That there are lots of things that, we've done, that, are very innovative and, allow us to, deliver this, GH, very, very effectively.
We have to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the feedback that's actually occurring. You know, I had Paul Becker on the show yesterday talking about some techniques and tactics for bumping metabolism. And he was not aware that you and I were going to be doing this show. Otherwise, I would have let it come from his lips himself. But off the air, he told me that he's been using your GH patch.
That's correct.
And Paul has used growth hormone in his past. And he couldn't say enough about this. He said, Carl, he goes, have you tried it yet? And I said, no. He goes, you have to try it. He goes, this is amazing. I want to talk about using it at night for sleep. A lot of people are told when they get on growth hormone that they'll sleep better, but they don't. I want to talk about why that is and how this patch apparently corrects that problem. We're talking with Steve Lapidus from Age Force. Visit ageforce.com to learn more about all of their patch products. Great stuff. Great stuff. We'll be right back.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com.
Introducing Age Force Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I was going to ask you this question towards the end of the show, but I already got the answer. I was going to ask if you ship Testo 100 outside the United States, but apparently you do because Johan Otterstrom, who lives in Sweden, during the show today posted a picture of his wrist with a little orange, well, kind of flesh-colored or like almost
flesh,
like Saint,
flesh-colored.
Yeah, St. Joseph's baby aspirin color is what I would call it.
Yeah.
and on his wrist. And I said, is that Testo 100? And he said, sure is. I'm looking forward to seeing what effects it will have. I'm pushing.
We ship our patches to every country in the world.
So that's another advantage of a patch over some oral products, I guess, huh?
Again, it's a flat. We ship first class mail in the United States, and we ship U.S. Postal international priority mail anywhere in the world.
He said one can. He said one can forget about HRT in Sweden. Getting testosterone is worse than doing heroin over here. Even had to import DHEA from the UK. You know, this Testo 100 may be solving a lot of problems for people in markets where they just can't, where HRT is not an alternative. Okay. Let's get back to a couple things. So Paul Becker told me that he loves the GH patch, and he said it is absolutely working. He's been using it for some time now. He's noticed that he's gotten much leaner, but more importantly, he said he's sleeping better than he ever has. Now, it's always been reported by the anti-aging doctors that when you start using growth hormone, you start sleeping better. But that doesn't necessarily always play out for everyone because not everyone uses their growth hormone at night. And growth hormone is one of those things that has to be released in a pulsatile fashion, and the greatest pulse occurs at night. So I see the solution being a patch because you can put it on right before bed and have all this growth hormone being released at night.
Again, over the 10 to 12 hours. And growth hormone is naturally released. The anterior pituitary gland releases it throughout the day, usually every 3 or 4 or 5 hours. But the largest amount of GH is released about an hour after you go to sleep, and then about 50% of your total GH is released in the third and fourth REM sleep stages. A deep sleep is when you're getting most of the HGH made naturally. The fact that our patch is a 10 to 12 hour time release patch is important in that it doesn't introduce a lot of GH into your system at one time. If you get too much GH into your system at one time, it tends to make you a little jittery.
That's probably from the hypoglycemia, actually.
And there certainly is a tie in there. The other thing, is, I keep coming back to this time release function, which gives the system time to metabolize, time to assimilate, time to process, and just a whole host of benefits accrue from that.
Side effects. Any side effects from
using? Side effect, yeah. GH supplementation is extremely safe. There are two side effects, both of which dissipate as your system acclimates to the GH. One is, we talked about it, some people experience a little bit of a jittery sensation and a little difficulty sleeping in the beginning at the outset. Another side effect is some people tend to retain fluid, which means swelling of the joints, your fingers, your elbow, your knees, a little bit of joint pain, very mild joint pain due to swelling. In both instances, these symptoms dissipate as your system becomes used to the higher levels of HGH.
Okay.
They go away. So it's a very benign, very safe process. The symptoms, the difficulty sleeping and the swelling of the joints is maybe 1 or 2 out of 100 people experience it. And again, goes away in all instances.
Is it better to use the patch at night or is it better to embrace the growth hormone that your body's producing at night naturally and then put the patch on first thing in the morning to kind of get an added effect?
Not a whole lot of difference, Carl. When we send out our GH patches, we recommend, or suggest is a better word, that you put the patch on before or after dinner. take it off, sleep with it, take it off in the morning, because it's just a band-aid by the morning. The formula has migrated into your system. But we do that only for convenience sake. Some people just might not want to wear a patch during the day.
Right.
Don't want to have to deal with it, even though it's a small flesh-colored patch.
I know that you said that the patch should always be put on an area where the skin is kind of thin and there's an obvious network of vasculature, like the fold of the arm at the opposite side of the elbow or the inner wrist. Can you put it on your upper chest and just put your shirt on and forget about it?
You could, but again, the three preferred sites would be your wrist, where some would feel for a pulse, above your forearm, where you would have a blood test, where they would draw blood. And another great site is about an inch below your navel to the left or right. Makes no difference.
Yeah, I know. That's where there's a lot of vasculature there. When you get lean, you can see it. Yeah,
yep.
Interesting.
But the patch will work anywhere. What we're talking about is a matter of degrees. You want to put the patch where there is a lot of small blood capillaries, and as you said, the skin, the dermis is not as thick. But it'll work virtually anywhere.
Okay, a couple of final questions. I just want to come back around. You identified that this patch has real recombinant growth hormone in it, correct?
Correct.
Okay. But back in the day, there was a lot of discussion about growth hormone. I think Lyle Alzado tried to give growth hormone a bad bang by saying that, you know, he had gotten his brain cancer from using not only just anabolic steroids but growth hormone. Back then, it was actually extracted from cadaver pituitary.
Yeah,
right?
The history of growth hormone is kind of interesting. Prior to 1981, growth hormone was extracted from the pituitary glands of dead people, cadavers, and as such, had the chance or the risk of carrying some infection.
Yeah, I would say.
Again, depends on the host cadaver and. But that's the way you got growth hormone, prior to 1981. In 1981, Genentech, developed the first recombinant DNA technology to manufacture, an exact replica of growth hormone, human growth hormone, from plant protein. And today, the technique is just is worldwide. They're used by numerous pharmaceutical companies. We buy our GH from a United States manufacturer, the largest in the world. We've tested GH from Mexico and China and what have you. It's a lot less expensive, but we prefer to buy U.S. Where we're assured of consistency and quality, but today GH does not carry that same risk of infection that the old time from cadavers GH did.
Now, how just out of curiosity, how much is the GH patch? Is it around the same price? The GH patch. What's the cost of it?
A month supply ranges anywhere from a month supply ranges anywhere from $50 to $80, which is a fraction of what GH injects.
I would say so. Now, I didn't ask you about this, obviously, and I'm going to put you on the spot, and if you can get mad at me later, but any chance that my listeners can get any type of a discount on the first order? Steve, you're supposed to go, Carl, I'm sorry, our connection just got broken up. I can't hear you.
Yeah, right. You can do that with cell phones today.
Landline.
Carl, why don't we can talk about it and maybe get a banner up on the on your website the same 50% off. We'll use a different promo code for that same 50% off.
That's really, really inexpensive for a growth hormone alternative. That really is.
Well, maybe ask your viewers later today or tomorrow to go to your website. We'll get a banner put together for you quickly.
That's very generous. See that? You know what?
You're a real mensch. I'll tell you something right now. You know what? Because you didn't. We didn't plan that. I mean, I thought, oh man, I could really piss him off if I put him on the spot on the air here. But I figured I'd take a shot. You know.
Well, the bean counters in our accounting department, they're going to attack me as soon as this interview.
Well, you blame it on me. You blame it on me.
You know the old saying,
Steve. It's always better to ask for forgiveness than permission. You know that word, right?
I hear you. And I teach my kids, you don't get, if you don't ask, you don't get. That's what I teach my children.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, again, we've really enjoyed, this last, month with, Superhuman Radio. Your listeners.
Don't I have a great audience?
Terrific. And they want to be educated. They want to ask the tough questions. And, you know, we've got, dozens and dozens of your listeners that when we go back at them with an answer by email, they come back and they challenge us, and there's a there could be a dozen, two dozen emails back and forth.
Yeah, because I have this smart. I've said this before, and I'm not lying to you when I say it all the time. I have the most intelligent audience in the world. There isn't any one of them that couldn't get behind this mic and do this show. I'm talking about. And remember, you and I talked about this. You said, "Gee, the Testo 100 patch is a pretty sophisticated thing. You know, how are we going to convey this?" And I said, look, my audience understands this stuff already. You know, so I do. I this is a niche show, and I have a niche audience. There's no doubt about it. It's a very, very large niche audience, but they're very, very intelligent. They get this stuff. They understand the science, and they have, and that's why they have logical questions. So,
when we were talking about GH, something that I think bears mentioning, it's an important call. There are so many benefits of GH, introducing, you know, high levels of HGH into your body sensibly. And a lot of people, you know, relate to the cosmetic benefits, you know, more muscle mass, you know, thicker skin, restoration of hair color, what have you. To us here in the company, the single most important benefit, it stimulates and strengthens your immune system.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what keeps the bad guys away.
Yeah, no, that's true. You know what? And I don't even think about that, but you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
I mean, a stronger immune system is more important than anything. Higher levels of HGH stimulate, strengthen, and repair immune system functions.
We've come to the end of the interview. I want to thank you for putting yourself on the line. I know we got a lot of questions about this stuff, and that really is what prompted this interview. To take place, because, you know, people ask questions and you're like me. We don't want to just sit back and dodge them and hope they can find these answers themselves. So hopefully we answered everybody's questions. We developed these questions basically from a lot of the questions that you got in emails and so on. Once people started visiting the website, go to superhumanradio.com later today. Look at the top. We'll have a banner ad, for the GH patch so you can learn more about it and make your own decisions. And like Steve said, we'll put a coupon code up there. If those of you want to try it out, you can try it out. Steve Lapidus, thank you so much for being on the show today, bro.
Paul, thank you so much for having me.
Okay, talk to you again soon, okay?
Right. Bye-bye.
Hi, you've wasted a perfectly good hour listening to Superhuman Radio, but you know why you did it? Because you're smart. And we'll have another show for you tomorrow, so tune in then.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.